Mark in the Morning comes to you from the studios of 100.3 The Sound in Los Angeles. In Southern California, hear it happen live without a net from 6 to 10 a.m. Weekdays on 100.3 FM.
Welcome in. Good morning. Mark Thompson, Andy Chanley, Gina Grad, Jackie Delgado, Daniel Mizrahi, Mike Sherry. He doesn't count. We are Mark in the Morning, and welcome to it. This is a Tuesday. It's going to be a hot one, which we'll get to in a minute. But right now, there is a legal ID. It is required by the FCC, and I, as the holder of a third-class license, will comply.
Wow. And do you now, still have it?
If I do, it is filed away in a box up in the attic, and I wouldn't. Dude, I've been in radio so long, I had to take
you
the test.
You had to take the test.
Yeah,
did you? You can operate our transmitter. When I got mine, it was 89, and you didn't have to take the test anymore. They give one to anybody.
Hand them out on the corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, dude, I had to take a class for 6 months and then drive to Atlanta, and I don't test well. But I got first time. I got it.
Awesome.
And what do you get to do now? You get to say, "Who's up for the legal ID?"
Yeah. That's what my license is allowing me to do. So I think it's Andrew on the board.
Actually, it's not. It's Dateline NBC murder mystery host Keith Morrison.
Perfect.
It began as every legal ID has at the top of every hour, but this ID would turn out differently. Much differently. Sure, everyone knows 100.3 The Sound is KSWD-FM and HD1, but Los Angeles and Orange County, what folks in these parts would come to realize is that this was Southern California's classic rock.
No, honey, I'm good. I could have another, but I probably should not. I got somebody at home. It's been a long night.
Yes, sir. Got us a hot one today. If you missed Itty Bitty Theater yesterday, the Players knocked it out of the park, as they always do. We'll reshare. Not repeat. We will reshare.
What's the difference?
None at all. I just decided to change up the words because I have a third-class license with the FCC, and I can do that.
You're going to hear that a lot today.
We're going to talk about...
It's going to be a third-class show.
Yeah.
We're going to talk about marriage today. Dr. Ann Malik will come on. She is a specialist in marriage and communication. Todd's got your sports. Dancing with the Stars will take a slight turn. Skeeter is down for the count.
No.
It may be a cold. It could be the flu. I feel like a sitting duck, but she will not make it today. So she wasn't feeling well last night. I took one for the team, and I watched it.
Oh, Mark.
Yes. Yes. It was me and Dancing with the Stars.
You and Tom Bergeron.
And your check us
third
out,
class
man.
License.
Yep.
Check us out.
All three of you.
Stupid old Danny is going to fly in a B-17 today.
Wait. We have an update. There was a crack on cylinder head number 3 on the B-17. So now I'm going on the B-24.
Even bigger.
I think so.
Now, word is you're going to broadcast from it. You're on a phone?
I'll be on my cell phone. I will take Katie's mic, see if that works, possibly. At the very least, we'll have video.
Can I give you my impersonation of Danny broadcasting from this plane later?
Yeah.
Danny, can you hear me? Danny, can you hear me?
What was that? Can't wait.
Headlines from today's show. A phone argument ends badly. There is a new hot liquor. Lawnmower gone wrong. It sold for how much? Gene Simmons is at it again. He did what to the cat? And you will not believe. And you will not believe what tickets for this weekend's fight are going for. Let's jam just a second.
No, honey, I'm good. I can have another, but I probably should not.
All of this is going to be revealed. We're going to only get to about a third of it. Probably a fourth. So forget everything I just said. This is Mark in the Morning. It is 100.3 The Sound.
Hey, good morning, Mark. I'm listening to The Sound. Andy is playing Suspicious Minds of Elvis. I would love to see Matt do a video playing the drums to this song. I'd love to see him work those cymbals. Good morning. I love you. Loving everything you're doing. You guys have a fantastic day.
Now, you'll remember I shared a story in China. Funerals, having strippers there is become a rage.
Yeah.
All right, there's an update. When it comes to having strippers perform at funerals, it seems things have gotten out of hand in China to the point that the government has stepped in and banned it. Having a lot of people at a funeral is said to bring a happier afterlife in China, and the dead are supposed to be sent off with a celebration. Until now, about a dozen groups of strippers have been offering their services and have been asked to work as many as 20 funerals a month, charging $300 a pop, and for an extra $100, they bring snakes.
Great.
What?
Sorry, folks. The fun is over. No more strippers at funerals.
What about snakes?
Snakes are fine,
okay,
as long as the stripper's not attached to it.
You know what's funny is after you said this, I read up on it. Because I thought you were lying. I don't trust anything you say.
Right.
And
I wouldn't.
I heard that in China they also have, they show movies at funerals.
Like wow. Blockbusters? Like Transformers?
I guess. I mean, what is that about? It's like after the funeral, after we lay to rest, you know, Ching Zhao, let's go watch Steel Magnolias. I don't understand.
The correlation.
Yeah.
And I did a little reading up on this, too, because I didn't believe you either. And a lot of people put in their will that they want to have a little hole drilled in the coffin so they can see the dancers.
All right, now we're going to rock the dump with some Super Tramp, but on the other side, I'm going to share. I recently did a story on the Mark and Linda podcast about the sex life of the Japanese, and it's pretty interesting what goes on. I will fully explain, but right now.
And wait, unrelated to what you just said, my boyfriend and I live in a 1950s household, but it might not be what you think. I'd love to tell you about that real quick when we're done.
Cannot wait. Stay where you are. There's a bunch of crap that's coming our way. But first, Supertramp on 100.3 The Sound. So, I said that I would share this. I just did a story on it. The sex life in Japan is like crazy low because these people work 18 hours a day. Nobody's got time or energy to have sex, so they don't. It's the dead last sexual country that exists. As a result, there is television shows on the air that are explicit. Now, I can't tell if it's public view or if it's pay-per-view, but these television shows, there's several. The most popular ones are game shows, and they play different sexual games. For example, there is a guy standing there. There is a gorgeous Japanese woman who is doing something to him.
Uh-huh.
And it's a karaoke game. He has to finish singing karaoke before he
the clock finishes
singing karaoke.
Yes. And then the one that's really unbelievable is there is a show, there's 500 women in the audience, and there are these gorgeous hunky men, and they're completely naked, the men, and every woman in the room is vying for the chance to be chosen to do the guy of her choice live on television while 500 women watch her do it.
That's a game show.
Yeah. You know, I've always looked up the road here at Television City, CBS, where they do Price is Right, and seen people out on the sidewalk waiting to get in there and trying to get on the show. But Andy Chanley, come on down. I'm ready to do this.
Well, ratings are through the roof.
Oh, of course they are.
So, I mean, I'm telling you.
That's not
you,
the only thing.
Yeah, if you...
I don't get it, but I like it.
If you want to check it out, it's quite unique and amazing.
I love how everything in Japan involves karaoke.
So. Wedge it in there no matter what.
All right, now, Gina, before we get to your thing, let's go to Spencer. He's calling from Covina. Good morning, Spencer.
Good morning.
All right, it says here that you called to get Pat Benatar tickets, and Jackie tells me that you have nothing planned to do. you're just calling so that we will give you the tickets. Is that it?
Well, the thing is back when you're on the other radio station, I called in and my boss slapped me across the face. You said, you and Brian said, we want you to hit him with your best shot. And you slapped me across, or my boss slapped me across the face, and I got tickets to see Pat Benatar. And I am the hugest, hugest fan.
So Mark, you made this man commit assault at work for tickets.
Yeah. Got it. Basically.
And see, that was great. Today, you have nothing.
Yeah, well, are you alone? Is there someone there that can slap the crap out of you?
Unfortunately, I am alone, but I'm just getting to work, actually. So I heard on the commercial that you guys were giving out tickets for it, and I thought, oh, I'm going to call and see if I can...
do nothing.
Remind Mark of that story. So.
Hey, Mark.
Is there anyone there who can slap him around?
Well, you know what? There's no shame in hitting yourself. That's all I'm saying.
Why are you hitting yourself?
All right. This is a good idea. This is a really good idea. Spencer, are you driving a car?
Well, I just parked. I'm in front of my work right now.
Perfect.
Okay. I want you to pull the phone away about, 6 inches from your face.
Wait. Is there any proof of this? Can he walk into his office and do it in front of people? Possibly.
How close to your office are you?
Oh, I'm pretty close. I could do that.
All right. Are there people in work right now?
Yeah, there are some. Yeah.
Is there anybody there that you work with? Any coworkers that don't particularly care for you, who could do the slapping for you?
I could have someone slap me. Sure.
Right. Okay, Spencer. Listen, we're going to put you on hold. You go ahead and move into work. If for some reason we lose connection, call back. The Pat Benatar tickets are almost yours. We, as a group, have come up with a good plan. So, Spencer, our goal today is to harm you for Pat Benatar tickets. So go get into work. We'll deal with this on the other side, okay?
Okay, wonderful.
Thank you. Right. So, Gina, you and the boyfriend had an interesting evening.
Yeah, it did not involve anyone getting slapped, and now I feel like I got cheated. No, it was interesting. The more I work, the more 1950s our relationship is becoming, but he's the lady, and I'm the big strapping breadwinner. Because I went down there yesterday, and we took this lovely stroll on the beach, and it was so beautiful, and we got back to his place, and I just started working. I had a lot of work to do. I heard some rattling in the kitchen, but I really didn't think anything of it. And about 45 minutes later, he goes, dinner is served. Mm. And I look down, and it's seasoned rice, grilled vegetables, and crowned rack of lamb.
Whoa.
What? Jesus.
I had no idea what he was doing in there. Places set on this table on the deck with the checkered tablecloth.
Did the rack of lamb have that cute little chef's hat, the little toque on top of it?
Yeah, little hats. And it was rubbed in panko crust and feta cheese.
Yum.
I had no clue because I couldn't be bothered because daddy was working.
Oh now, God. Did he cook this from scratch,
yes.
Daddy?
Yes.
Yeah, holy crap.
He is an unbelievable chef, and the only thing that he missed is I did not get my after-dinner pipe, but otherwise...
Does he bring you two fingers of scotch and call it Daddy's little reward? This is the greatest house ever.
I asked him to please be quiet while I was watching Jeopardy, because he was trying to tell me about his day, but there were things that I had to do. And then I went to sleep and told him to knock me a kiss on the cheek, and that was that.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is. You're Hugh Beaumont.
I love him so much.
That is a role reversal if I've ever heard it. That is sweet stuff right there.
Best.
Momentarily, we're going to reshare the itty bitty theater from yesterday. Danny is flying in a B-17.
24.
That's right. The B-17 is broken, so now he's going to be in a B-24.
That's seven better, isn't it?
Did you get the fun facts that I requested?
I've got some fun facts here.
All right, we're going to do some of those in a minute. And plus, we're going to harm Spencer. There is going to be bodily harm on this program, and I can't be more pumped about it. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Starring
Barbara Billingsley,
Hugh Beaumont,
Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers
as the Beaver.
I just wanted to hear you say it.
Yeah, we've just discovered a role reversal here. Word is, Spencer has arrived at work and has found somebody who's going to slap him.
Okay.
So we got that. Danny's got B-24 fun facts. This thing is on fire already. It's crazy sick. But first, let's find out what's trending. Here is Gina.
Well, the governor of Maryland declared a state of emergency in Baltimore last night, activating the National Guard to respond to violent protests that erupted in the wake of Freddie Gray's funeral. Women are starting to catch up to men when it comes to heavy and binge drinking. And retired basketball player Scottie Pippen's daughter has been arrested for drunkenly peeing in a hotel lobby.
Hey, hey. Yes. Those last two stories go together, don't they?
Yeah, actually, yes, they do. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning, and now John Mellencamp. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
We're just sitting here minding our own business, and Gina goes, "This song sucks."
I did say that.
Watch your mouth. That's John Mellencamp.
Look, I love
my fellow Hoosier.
I agree Jackie completely.
First of all, Jackie totally backs me. Second of all, there are so many good John Mellencamp songs. I just don't think that's one of them.
You know, Jack and Diane, as great as it is, I do believe that song is completely worn out. For me, in my world, I could never hear it again.
Get John Mellencamp out your mouth. I don't want to hear either of the two of you badmouthing my fellow Hoosier.
All right. It is time for Bodily Harm. Let's go to Spencer. Those of you that just joined, Spencer calls up. He wanted Pat Benatar tickets, and he had nothing. So now Spencer's at work, and he's going to have a coworker slap him. This is, by the way, not the first time Spencer's done this. He did it on the Mark and Brian program years ago. Spencer, you there?
I'm here.
All right. What is the name of the coworker that's going to hit you?
Her name is Misty.
Perfect.
What?
Misty?
Misty, yes.
Misty. Can we talk to Misty?
Yeah.
Wait.
Spencer, make sure that Misty knows she's going to be on the radio.
You're going to be on the radio.
Okay.
All right, just a second. Here she is.
Hello?
Misty, hi. It's Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound. What is it you people do at work there?
Well, we install into new homes. We're a construction company. We install closet doors, wardrobe doors, and shower enclosures.
Mm. Okay. Now, Misty, how old are you?
I'm 38.
No way.
Are you in a relationship?
Yes, I am.
Okay. You know those times in the relationship where your significant other has just pissed you off?
Oh, yeah.
Now, I want you to relive those moments, the frustration of a guy that has just wronged you. And so I'm not kidding. I'm not kidding, Misty, when I say that when Spencer says to you, okay, do it.
Okay.
I want you, Misty, to slap the crap out of him.
Okay.
For every man that done you wrong.
And if you don't, he's not going to get these tickets to see Pat Benatar.
Okay, I'm going to knock him out. He might be on the floor knocked out for a while.
Okay, all right. Now, Misty, again, when Spencer says, okay, do it, seriously, slap him into next week.
Okay, Spencer.
All right, hand the phone back to Spencer.
Okay.
Hello?
All right, Spencer, I want you to keep the phone right where it is on your face.
Before you do this, I want to go on the record here. Spencer,
yes.
In case anything bad happens, I want you to tell Los Angeles right now that you are asking for this to happen.
I am asking to be slapped tremendously for Pat Benatar ticket, the biggest fan ever.
All right. Ooh. Legal.
All right. Now you're going to say to Misty, okay, do it. But before you do that, I want you to say, Misty, you're just a bitch.
Oh, no.
God.
Do it.
Okay. Misty, you're just a bitch.
And now say, okay, do it.
Okay, do it. Oh, okay. It didn't sound, but she just left it. She slapped me pretty good.
I think we're going to have to hear it again.
Can she get her hand wet?
She's like, get your hand wet and do it again. All right. She's going to do it again. All right. Go ahead.
Oh, that was good.
Oh.
That was a good
one. Oh. Misty with a TKO.
The first time.
Back Spencer.
17 years ago. That was worse than 17 years ago.
Spencer, Gina is going to tell you where, when, and what you are going to get.
Spencer.
Oh, gosh. Thank you so much.
Are your ears ringing right now?
They're ringing.
All right.
Ringing big time.
Real quick, tell me, you want to go to Thousand Oaks or the Pacific Amphitheater?
The Pacific Amphitheater.
You got it. A pair of tickets. I feel so bad. I feel that right now. A pair of tickets to see Pat Benatar and Neil Giraldo at the Pacific Amphitheater on August 6th with special guest Dennis DeYoung, the music of Styx. Tickets on sale.
My God.
Yes, this Sunday, May 2nd. You and your slapped face are going for free, my dear.
Thank you so much.
No, Spencer, thank you, Spencer.
Spencer, hand the phone to Misty, please.
All right, just a second.
Hello.
Misty,
I feel horrible.
No. Listen, you did great, and he asked for it. Listen, I just want to do my own part of spreading the word. I don't know what you listen to in the morning when you're driving to work. You're 38. You're probably listening to Ryan Seacrest.
No, I listen to Marsh.
Now you know. Listen, I want you to start. I want you to start 100.3 The Sound. It's Mark in the Morning. I want you to start. And you were a ton of fun. And now, see, we have a thing here on the program, and you wouldn't know it because you're busy with stupid Ryan Seacrest. But we have Gina's booty box, and Gina is now going to reach in there and give you your choice of concert tickets. Gina, what do you got?
You know, I could give her some concert tickets, and I'd be happy to do that, but I have something that I think she's going to need to de-stressify after this.
Oh, nice. Right.
Misty?
Yes?
How about a gift card for $100 to Burke Williams?
Nice.
Yeah,
sweet.
The Burke Williams Day Spa. That is going to you, Misty. I think you deserve it. You need to unwind your nerves.
That's 50
after
bucks
that.
A slap.
Thank you.
Enjoy that, Misty, and thank you for playing along.
Thank you guys so much.
All right. Stand by. We will reshare the Itty Bitty Theater. Andy's capsule is just around the corner. We have a doctor on the program today to talk about what goes wrong with marriage. All of it coming up. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Here's some good news. As we age, we get happier and more satisfied with our lives. The reason for that, according to this story, is that as we age, we become more trusting and we no longer care about the crap that used to weigh us down.
How is it you're bucking the trend?
You know, I hate to be negative on it, but I don't trust anybody.
But did you trust them anymore when you were younger?
I was gullible, yes. I never in my mind thought that people would have ulterior motives. And I think it's years and years of people trying to take advantage that I hate everyone and I have no trust in anybody.
Radio.
That's it.
Beats your will to live right out of you, doesn't it?
And one more. I just love this. Two guys. One guy has an iPhone. One guy has an Android. And they start fighting about which one is best. They wound up stabbing each other.
Oh.
Both are in the hospital.
There should have been an app for that.
Yeah. All right. Here's the Beach Boys. This is 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's...
Classic rock.
Classic rock. Sorry, Brian Wilson. Beach Boys, Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We have a phone number. Spencer used it, and he wishes he hadn't. It is 888-696-1003. Todd Donahoe is 5 minutes after 8 today. Remind me to explain to you guys something I've got to do today that is so bizarre and weird and strange, and I'm kind of dreading it. Remind me about that. Dancing with the Stars will be Skeeter-less. She woke up this morning with either the cold or the flu. But this was cute. I went upstairs to check on her, and she is dead asleep, but she's got Mark in the Morning playing on her iPhone.
Aww.
No, she only does that to make sure I don't say anything rude about her.
Right, yeah.
In case you missed it yesterday, the players assembled, and I really honestly thought they just spanked it. In case you missed it, we're going to reshare now yesterday's Itty Bitty Theater.
Ladies and gentlemen, Itty Bitty Theater.
Oh, yes. Good morning and welcome to Itty Bitty Theater. I am your host, Jonathan Smobles.
God. You think it's more
if he says it fast.
More appropriate if he says it quickly. All right.
Today, we venture down the path of self-improvement. The troubled woman will be lived out by Gina.
Hmm.
God will be put forth by the talent.
I like it.
Settle in now for theater at its finest as we bring you Ticket to Heaven. God visited a woman who was struggling, and he told her,
"You must give..."
Wait, nothing happens to my voice when I say it.
No.
You have a button to press that makes you sound all big.
We need
I...
echo.
God visited a woman who was struggling, and God told her,
"You must give up smoking, drinking, and sex if you want to get into heaven."
To which the woman replied,
"I'll try my best."
So she went about her life and did as God suggested. A week later, God visited the woman to see how she was doing.
"Not bad. I've given up smoking and drinking, but then I bent over to get some stuff out of the freezer, and my boyfriend caught sight of my long, slender, tan legs. He couldn't help himself, so he made love to me right then and there."
To which God replied,
"We don't like that in heaven."
Yeah, they weren't too happy about it in Costco, neither.
Fantastic. Absolutely. It landed, as they say.
Bravo!
However, I do believe that God could have been stronger with echo and thunder, but we'll work on that at a later time. Ladies and gentlemen, for Itty Bitty Theater, I'm your host, Jonathan Small Balls.
There it is.
Sound proud. Sound just like do it. You can just play that sound effect.
That was funny.
We don't need to do any of the script or any of that. Just play that sound effect. That carries it.
Wacky stuff. By the way, Danny is going to be flying in a B-24 today. He prepared some fun facts. We got busy with Spencer. So Danny's going to take the fun facts with him. Now, oh, by the way, I want to say this. Danny, you there?
I'm here.
Danny did not take one for the team.
Uh-oh.
What do you mean?
Yeah, you know what I mean.
I don't.
Oh, yeah, I know what he means.
Okay. All right, here's the thing. Okay, Danny's going to fly in an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Whoop. So I said in the meeting yesterday, hey, let's add some stupid to it. Go get some Depends diapers, put one on, and then when we say, while you're flying in the airplane, pee in your diaper.
You're a sick, dirty man.
He refused. That would have been hysterical. Don't get me wrong. How great is it going to be to listen to you ride in an airplane?
Let's honor our World War II vets by me peeing in their plane. Smart one.
Don't even go there.
I just want to say.
No. Even the veterans want to hear you pee in a diaper.
No one wants to hear pee or smell my pee.
Ask them. Give them a call and ask them. And I bet they would prefer that you did that.
I would like to also just say thank you to the Callings Foundation for letting me fly up today. The Wings of Freedom Tour.
Danny. Shut up. I'm in the middle of giving you crap because you won't pee in a diaper. Don't bring up veterans. Don't bring up your plug. I'm letting everybody know.
I'm deflecting.
It could have been great, but Danny refused to do the stupid and pee in a diaper.
Sorry, America. I failed you. I didn't pee.
He doesn't mean that. Absolutely doesn't.
Yeah.
And as a result, I'm going to find something else for you to do. Not today, but I want you to take your fun facts. That'll be great. You're riding in an airplane.
Mark, you know what he's essentially saying?
What?
That he's better than Katie, who's already done this.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no question
Katie's
about it.
Katie's what? Katie's
peed? Yes.
Oh, that's right. She did. I forgot.
You think you're so much better than Katie. Hey. You won't pee on the air.
We have one of them funnels still around here?
We do. Hey.
All right, so Danny is going to head on out. We will check him out riding in a B-24. But these 2 feet of mine and yours, I think, are going to jump into Andy's classic
it's
rock time.
It's time to open Andy's classic rock time capsule.
Couldn't talk fast enough.
It's open. Let's do the classic rock time capsule for Tuesday. It is April 28th, 2015. Mark, Gina, I am your quiz master.
Yes.
Bow before me. Another Pink Floyd question today. In 1973, how many weeks does Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon album stay at number one on the Billboard album chart? Is it 1, 7, 14, 21, or 28 weeks? The answer coming soon. It's an important day for Cheap Trick, 1978. They begin a two-night stand at Budokan Arena in Tokyo. The concert's recorded and released the next year as Live at Budokan. Their breakthrough album sells 3 million copies in the U.S. alone. My favorite thing, though, is how singer Robin Zander teaches several thousand Japanese girls English by talking slower.
This next one is the first song on our new album, which just came out this week.
I want it's you to want me. That helps. That helps cultural relations a lot. Today in 1987, Ozzy Osbourne flies from Miami to Boston. And on the trip, Oz decides to buy everybody on the plane a drink. Three rounds, in fact, and then he gets on the plane PA and proceeds to serenade passengers with a rousing rendition of Crazy Train. Man, I bet that did not sound good. Speaking of not sounding good. But let him miss him. That's sweet music. This day in 1990, Axl Rose marries Erin Everly, daughter of Everly brother Don Everly, in the Cupid Wedding Chapel in Las Vegas, Nevada. So a happy 25th silver wedding anniversary to Axl and what's that? I'm being told that wedding was annulled 8 months later, and they no longer celebrate that blessed event. Got it. 1982 on this day, this is my favorite story of the day. The California State Assembly Consumer Protection Committee hears testimony on self-proclaimed experts who say that when Led Zeppelin's Stairway to Heaven is played backwards, the following messages are revealed.
Forward.
Your stairway lies on the whispering wind.
Forward, it says, and your stairway lies on the whispering wind. Backwards, it says, because I live with Satan. Listen carefully. Raise your hands if you heard that.
Wait, Satan? It sounds like he says Steve. He lives with Steve. Listen to him one more time. He lives with Steve. I think he lives with Steve. They say it continues, here's to my sweet Satan, whose power is Satan. He will give you 666. I live for Satan. Apparently, when played backwards, Robert Plant becomes that Vietnamese prostitute on Full Metal Jacket. Satan give you 666. He love you a long time. Okay, so how many weeks? Dark Side at number one. Is it 1, 7, 14, 21, or 28? Or 666?
I'm going to go 7.
28.
1.
What?
Oh, jeez.
1 week. The album stays at the top of the chart for 1 week. Top 200 for a record 741 weeks. It holds the record for being on the chart that long. But what knocks it out of number one that following week? Any guess?
Johnny Mathis. When in doubt, say Johnny Mathis.
When in doubt.
Howdy, hooky. Ah, yeah.
Oh, when in doubt. You say the king.
He's the king.
I can't believe it was me. Huh? Yep, it was Aloha from Hawaii that knocks it out of the top spot. But to play us out on the Classic Rock Time Capsule, we've got some Led Zeppelin. This one's for you, Steve. It's Mark in the Morning on 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's Classic Rock.
Play like you used to, from the gut. Get your pawns rolling on the queen side. Come and get them.
Put it out. Josh is playing.
See, he didn't teach you how to win. He taught you how not to lose. That's nothing to be proud of. You're playing not to lose, Josh. You got to risk losing. You got to risk everything.
A British chess player has said that men are better at chess because their brains are different. In an interview with New In Chess magazine, British chess grandmaster Nigel Short said men are, quote, hardwired to be better at the game, and said people should, quote, gracefully accept this as fact. Not surprisingly, Short has received backlash for his remarks. He responded on Twitter, quote, men and women do have different brains. This is a biological fact. Live with it.
I would just like to say that he's a professional chess player, right?
Correct.
Yeah, I don't care what he has to say.
Gina, I think you're negating the fact that women have little bitty brains.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Men have big, nice, full, voluptuous brains that have a lot of stuff in them.
Yeah, you're right. So it's a wonder they don't use them more often.
See you at the premiere.
See you both at the premiere. Second of all, I have to call Mark out on something. Remember earlier how we came back from a break and he said, you know what Gina said during the spot break? She said she hates John Mellencamp's song, which was true. However, Andy, I think that you should know during your time capsule, the man got his Emmy off of his shelf and was shoving it in my face the entire time.
Wow. Yeah. Hey, and do you know why I did that? Because I have one.
Uh-huh.
Take well, that.
I'm glad that the people in the room couldn't listen to the feature at hand.
When you said what the question was and we had to give an answer, I randomly picked seven. Was that a choice?
Hey,
when you do this day in history, I'm going to go get my feet scraped.
Since we're outing people, hey, Jackie, you in there?
Yeah, she's there. She's coming.
During
like Mr.
the break,
Tudball, it takes her a while to get to the.
During the break, Jackie called me white boy.
Oh, yeah. Well, she's not wrong.
You're so white.
K-Tall, y'all.
Gigantic.
Now, at 10 minutes till 8 this hour, we're speaking with Dr. Ann Malik. And this is a clinical psychologist. She is a doctor. And the point of what she's going to be talking about is marriages are hardwired to fail.
This is not one of Eric's voices.
No.
This is actually someone with letters after their name.
Yeah.
You're right. We have to clarify that, don't we? No, this is an actual
We're
doctor.
Usually full of crap, but this particular time, this is an actual person who's gone to school.
It is, and we're going to be speaking with her at 10 minutes till 8. We've got Dancing with the Stars update at 20 minutes after 8. Todd's got sports, and Danny is flying in a B-24. He refused to pee in a diaper, and because of that, I need me some Clapton, and I need it right now. This is Eric on 100.3 The Sound. We are Southern California's classic rock.
I'm so mad at my mother. I don't know. She's 102 years old. She called me up the other day. She wanted to borrow $10 for some food.
An Ohio woman spent 38 years trying to find her birth mother. After heavy search, she comes to find out that her birth mother not only lived in the same town as her, not only worked in the same building as her, but worked in the same room as her.
What?
She walked up and she said, quote, "I think I'm your daughter." After much discussion, the mother told her that she got pregnant when she was 15 and then gave her up for adoption. She apologized and then shared the fact that she has three sisters.
Wow. Was this the kind of thing where the mom was trying to keep tabs on her and so worked with her? Or she didn't know that that was her either.
The story doesn't go there. It doesn't. I don't think the mother knew.
Wow.
That's I don't think the mother was aware.
That's so crazy.
It's probably one of those towns where nobody ever leaves, nobody ever moves away. You know, you just stay and...
He's you my know, uncle, but he's also my brother.
You know, that brings up a point. My best friend in the world, his name is Keith, and we've known each other since the first grade. And I have lived in 30 different towns. I have lived all over these United States, and I loved every bit of it. It was fantastic. Keith and his wife and his kids, they have lived in Muscle Shoals their entire life, never left, never wanted to go. They're as happy as they can be, but I cannot fathom that.
Mm. I can't either. I have a great number of, I have a lot of family, a great number of friends in Indianapolis, but I there's something about living near a navigable body of water.
Mm.
To me, living on a port city or Chicago on a lake or so, just somewhere it affords you so much culture and different sorts of people. that, what's the word that I'm, diversity, that you can't find in a landlocked city. I just don't think you can find
it. Well, you should have gone to the Ozarks, Andy. Yeah, I agree. Neither of us live, obviously, where we came from. And I always say, and a lot of people who still live there find this insulting, but I am so fortunate to have been raised there. But
oh, I love it.
I don't want to move back.
I love it. I love to go back. I love everyone, you know, that lives there and all of my friends and family. But I couldn't live there. It's too flat.
Yeah, like I say, I've lived in so many cities, and each one I learned some cool stuff and saw some cool stuff, and I just wouldn't have had it any other way. But hey, you do what you do. You dig it or you don't. We are officially on Royal Baby Watch. Plus, wait until you find out how much tickets are going for this fight this weekend. All of it is just around the corner. Plus, Jen is going to trend for us. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. We are officially on Royal Baby Watch. Kate Middleton is expected to give birth at any moment. And those of you who want to find out as soon as the baby is born, you can do so by keeping an eye on Twitter. Prince William and the Princess will announce the baby boy or girl's arrival via at Kensington Royal Twitter and Instagram accounts. Buckingham Palace says it will first send an email to members of the media who are covering the royal birth, and then a couple of minutes later, they will announce the baby's gender, weight, and time of birth on social media.
Mark, I can't imagine you being a big Royal Baby Watch guy. Was Skeeter ever really into the royal family?
Ouch. Listen, sat there with every royal wedding.
I knew it.
Yeah, just soaked in every, it's a chick thing. And she is all about this royal baby. And so I thought I would throw it out for those that are into it. So it's going to be announced on Twitter.
You're a royal baby.
She watched the Lady Di wedding live, didn't she?
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Of course. And if I remember, had to get up at all hours of the night to catch extra footage. It's just,
it's like one in the morning or something.
It's just nuts. But no, she was absolutely all about it. Momentarily, I can't wait. This is simply a guy was mowing his lawn, and it could not have gone more wrong. This is bordering on you hate to hear it. I'm just saying. What's trending? Here's Gina.
Well, Facebook is matching every dollar donated to Nepal earthquake relief through its site, so check into that if you want. Kim Kardashian went on the Today Show yesterday to speak out in support of her stepdad, Bruce Jenner. She said that even though she doesn't totally understand what Bruce is going through, she supports him 100%. And here's what's trending in sports. The Dodgers beat the Giants last night 8-3 at Dodger Stadium. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning and now The Pretenders. This is 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock.
Chrissy Hynde and The Pretenders. Word is she's kind of bitchy. This is 100.3 The Sound. Our phone number here is 888-696-1003.
I already hate to hear it.
You love it. It's a weed whacker.
Mowing the lawn turned a nice spring day into a near-death experience for a Mississippi man. 34-year-old Bill Parker is lucky to be alive after the blade of his lawnmower threw a 6.5-inch piece of fence wire up his nose.
No, it didn't!
Into his sinus cavity. He said, "It felt like I'd been shot in the face." Parker was rushed to the hospital. He underwent surgery to remove the piece of metal. Miraculously, it missed his carotid artery and jugular. It would have killed him instantly had it hit that.
Oh, God, what a... just a lot of bad luck.
Yeah.
We lost a couple of good ones. One of them is Hollywood royalty. First up, actress and TV personality Jane Meadows, who often teamed with her husband Steve Allen, passed away. The red-haired Meadows was best known as Allen's wife and sister of Honeymooner star Audrey Meadows.
Right.
She received 3 Emmy nominations for her television work. And Hollywood royalty. Now, listen to this family. Don M. Mankiewicz Oscar-nominated screenwriter from a legendary Hollywood family, passed away here in California. He was 93. Mankiewicz, who created the television shows Marcus Welby, M.D., and Ironsides, died Saturday of congestive heart failure at his home in Los Angeles. The son of Herman J. Mankiewicz, who wrote the Oscar-winning film Citizen Kane, and nephew of Joseph Mankiewicz, the director of Oscar-winning All About Eve and Cleopatra. This is one freaking family.
Yeah, if I might name drop for a second, Ben Mankiewicz, who is the host on the Turner Classic Movies Network, who is also the son of Frank. He's a dear, dear, dear friend of mine. And when I saw this in the Hollywood Reporter on Saturday, I, you know, said how sorry I was for his loss, and he emailed me right back, and that's all I'll say about that. He has a funny sense of humor. But he is such a great guy. He comes from such an unbelievable family, and it's just, it's an honor to know those guys.
Yeah. Well, interesting families like that, and the Barrymores, you know, that have been here since the beginning of you know, moving pictures.
And I love this last line. It says, Don Mankiewicz grew up in Beverly Hills, where his parents' dinner guests would include people like the Marx Brothers and Greta Garbo.
Yeah. Wow.
You know, imagine that.
It's impossible to imagine the situation like that. There was a movie made about Herman Mankiewicz and the making of Citizen Kane with Liv Schreiber. What is it? RKO
five, I didn't see
something
it.
Number RKO 431 something. Look that up. Look up Liv Schreiber. RKO
I saw that. Really
it's,
enjoyed
it's
it.
It's pretty good. Yeah. What's his name? John Malkovich plays Mankiewicz.
Oh,
in
wow.
It. Yeah. And it was a pretty interesting movie. I liked it.
Now, Gina, you were talking about the Corolla podcast and there was a guest.
Yeah. So we had a show yesterday and what the guest had been a pop, you know, radio host for some time. And for whatever reason, they just started playing up, you know, playing these songs. He would start talking them up, seeing how many times he could hit the post. And I was thinking to myself, as funny as that was and as good as he was at it, I bet Mark Thompson could do better.
You know, let me go back and explain what hitting the post means. In Top 40 world, when you start a record, the jock talks over the music beginning, and hitting the post means you talk up right to the point where they start singing. That is hitting the post.
Yeah.
I spent my entire career doing it. And
porn, it means something completely different.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, we can't even discuss it here. But look, I can drag up some pop songs. We can sit here and hit the post all day long.
Let's do that.
Bring it.
Here's the thing. I think that you should practice right now. Maybe have a scrimmage around against Andy. And then when we get old radio bulls in here as, you know, an interview, you'd go head to head with them. So, but you should warm up today.
All right. Then we will. But we got to take a break. When we come back, I'll hit a top 40 song and I'll jock it right up to the post.
Right. Yeah.
And shortly, we're going to be listening to Danny not pee in a diaper as he flies on a B-24. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. WLAY, Mark Thompson in here. Thunder showers in the forecast. We've got 75 degrees right now. Requested music, Paul Nicholas, Heaven on the Seventh Floor.
Pretty good.
Yeah. That was fantastic.
That's pretty good. It's harder to do it, though. It's harder to do it in classic rock.
I mean, yes, because the intros are forever.
They're much, much longer.
All right, Andy, what do you got?
You want me to?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck, Andy.
Turn.
We're all counting on
Thanks
you.
Thanks a lot. 100.3 The Sound. You know, it's 38 minutes past the hour right now. It's 98 minutes past the hour before. And it's 158 minutes past the hour preceding that. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody who's listening today, playing the stacks of wax, platters that matter, pumping the wattage to your cottage. And if you're in your car, we appreciate the ride. Playing the best songs from the East Coast to the West Coast, down some streets and up yours, making you feel 100.3% better. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about love.
God.
We can say, I love my new car. You can say, I just love that new pair of shoes. I just love that little doggy in the window. But is that the kind of love I'm talking about? No. I'm talking about brotherly love. Love that man who's in the car next to you. Love him with all your might. Let him go in front of you. If he cuts you off, just wave. give him a big happy smile. Move out your way, because it's all about spreading sunshine. And speaking of sunshine, that's what we've got in the Southland today. We're looking at highs from 75 degrees on the coast, going up to 80s, maybe 90s in the High Valley and Low Valley. And we're looking at a wind event maybe a little later in the week. You know, the Healthy Dads Challenge is still going on here at 100.3 The Sound. Are you keeping your New Year's resolution? Want some encouragement? Take The Sound's Healthy Dads Challenge. Just a quick pledge to say you'll try a little bit harder. Do the healthy things to stay around for the people that love you. Just text DADS to the number 21003. Of course, standard messaging and data rates apply. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark in the Morning program. We've got lots of stuff coming up for you. A little bit later, some marriage counseling coming up by Dr. McKay. And we've got Todd Donahoe with sports coming up just 5 minutes past the hour. That'll be 65 minutes past the previous hour and 125 minutes past the hour before that. Now we got John Mellencamp, pride of the heartland. He needs a lover that won't drive him crazy. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Oh my God, there's more!
I swear to God, it just doesn't get any better than that.
I smell a new bit.
I pulled something.
I got to say, my favorite part of the whole thing was pumping the wattage to your cottage.
That was it. And there was somewhere in there, up yours.
Mark is crying.
Oh, God. That was just the best. You know what, guys? Let's just stop. We're not going to top that today. I think we just call it and say thank you very much.
Yep.
Tip your waitresses and try the veal. Oh, God. All right, let's take a breather. I got to get a napkin. Here's David Bowie on 100.3 The Sound. This is Southern California's... I want to post it now.
I thought you did, too. No.
It's too long. Mr. Bowie. Thunder showers in the forecast, 1450 WLAY. This is requested music, 888-696-1003. Bowie. Sorry, still chewing. So I went upstairs to check on Skeeter. She woke up. It's either a cold or the flu. Not sure which. Now, Linda, when we met 33 years ago, I was doing my first morning show at WSGA in Savannah, Georgia. And that was a top 40 jock thing. To this day, whenever I play around and I jock a record like I just did, it actually makes my wife horny.
Wow.
It turns her on. I went upstairs to check on her. She had the show on the iPhone, and of course, you know, it's a big delay. So we were right in the middle. You, Andy, had just finished your... As sick as she is, Linda had tears streaming down her face from laughing at that. Absolutely freaking hysterical.
We got to replay that tomorrow.
How much did that turn her on? Did you consummate your marriage during that David Bowie song?
Yeah. If she wasn't so sick, it would have happened, I guarantee you. Well, by the way, we need to let Mikey, because Danny's off flying in an airplane, not peeing in a diaper. Let Mikey know. Let Mikey know we're going to repeat that at 10 minutes till 9. That's got to be heard again today.
Yep.
Let's go to Mike. He is calling from Seal Beach.
Nope.
Jackie, did we just lose Mike in the middle of it?
Yeah, he hung up.
Crap.
Mike.
I was looking forward to it. Yeah, go ahead. And in the meantime, this is crazy. Jeannie, you're not going to believe this.
Okay.
The famous T206 Honus Wagner baseball card has become the baseball card to own, because it is one of the rarest collectible items. On Sunday, one of the very few of the T206 Honus Wagner card sold for $1.32 million.
What?
I'm going to show my baseball ignorance. Who is this?
Honus Wagner was a superstar from the 20s.
Okay.
Now, one of the things that makes this particular card so collectible is because of its unique backstory. This is a production of these cards ran from 1909 through 1911. And there were only a couple of hundred made because Honus Wagner pulled out of the deal because he wasn't getting enough money.
Mm. Hmm.
So there were only a few made. And depending on the condition of the card, like, so that you know, 1.32 is low. The card wasn't in the best shape.
Oh, okay.
One that was in pristine condition sold 2 years ago for $2.1 million.
Wow.
For this same baseball card.
So a plastic sleeve, not having that, basically cut the value in half.
Yes.
That's crazy. Not,
so it's all based on scarcity. Like if I had Babe Ruth, a brand new mint condition Babe Ruth rookie card, wouldn't be worth as much as this.
Well, again, it because there were only a few hundred made.
Right.
Whereas in the Babe Ruth, there could have been 100,000 made.
Sure.
So the more rare makes it worth more.
So that's the governing factor in baseball cards, scarcity.
Nicolas Cage is a giant collector of comic books. And he, along with the many other collectible comic books that Nicolas had, he also had the most collectible comic book, which was edition one of Superman.
Oh, right.
In pristine condition. And for whatever reason, he sold his entire collection. I don't remember the exact amount of money, but we're talking about upwards of $60 and $70 million that he got.
Stop it.
For his comic book collection.
Wow.
Yeah, it's crazy. That's absolutely nuts.
I gotta start collecting something.
Yes.
All right, let's go to Mike. We lost him. We got him back. Good day, Mike.
Hi.
Hi.
Mark's my dad's name. Isn't that funny?
Sure.
Okay, so I just wanted to talk about how much I love the station now that you guys got rid of Uncle Joe.
Wait, hang on.
He's very much here.
Wait, hang on. Uncle Joe just moved up to 10 o'clock. He does the midday show. You're talking about since we came into the new morning show.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yeah.
It's just great how you guys like play no music and you just talk about random stuff. Like lawnmowers almost killing people.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That was pretty funny.
You're going to think this is Eric doing a bit. It's not. This is an actual listener. His name is Mike, and he's calling from Seal Beach. So, Mike, what do you do for a living?
Oh, I'm only 15, so I'm walking to school right now.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you're 15. Awesome. And do you have a girlfriend?
Yeah.
What's her name?
Maddie,
that's cool. Have you held hands with her yet?
Yeah.
Have you kissed her?
Six.
He's not sorry? Six, Mark.
Sorry, what am I thinking? That's ridiculous. What is your favorite topic in school?
Math.
And what's your worst?
English.
Well, listen, Mike, I have thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. I've got to go because I have a guest, but why don't you call back some other time? We'll talk a little further about morning radio.
Okay, yeah, I got to go, too. I'm walking to school.
All right, well, tell Maddie we said hey.
Okay.
Bye. See you, Mike.
Bye.
What just happened?
Just wanted to compliment Mark. What's the big deal?
Don't we have a call screener?
Yeah. Did
well, laugh? Let me chime in. Jackie warned me it might be a little odd, but once I found out he was 15.
Made more sense.
Yeah, it made
all the sense in the world.
Seems like a nice kid.
All right, we welcome in Dr. Ann Malik. Am I pronouncing your last name correct, doctor? Oh, I'm sorry. She's there. I'm sorry. My apologies. Dr. Malik, am I pronouncing your last name correctly?
Yes, you are.
Excellent. Now, welcome to the program and good morning.
Thank you very much. Good morning to you, too.
Now, it's posed on this. Why are many marriages built for failure? Why don't we start with you answering that question?
Yes, of course. Many marriages are built for failure because many couples simply don't know what it actually requires to be successfully married and to maintain a long-term relationship. And I think the reasons for that is because falling in love feels so delightful, it's so easy, it's so effortless. You're attracted to this other person like a magnet. It's your bodies and your brains are filling you with these hormones and neurotransmitters that feels like you're just intoxicated with love for this person. And so this is the time when you think that your love is unconditional and that you're soulmates, and it's really, it feels very magical and very special. And it truly is wonderful. It's a wonderful feeling for any of you who have fallen in love. But over the course of time, and we spend more time with our partners and we get used to them, a little bit of the sheen wears off, right? Real life intrudes. You have to start refocusing on work or family or other life obligations. And so we are susceptible to focusing a little less on our partner, and it doesn't seem, your relationship doesn't seem as easy as it once did early on.
Well, Dr. Malik, I can tell you I've been married for 32 years and my marriage is crumbling, mainly because I don't like her and she can't stand me.
Huh. Are you being serious?
No.
Okay.
Humor.
Well, that can certainly happen over a long-term relationship. And I think part of why that might happen is because, as I mentioned, many people don't know what is required, and in addition, don't have the relationship skills. And I think the reason people don't have relationship skills is because they're not taught in school. They're not necessarily taught in our culture. Our culture and our society, we focus on romance and engagement and diamond size and wedding planning and the wedding and the honeymoon, but not really what it takes to after that.
Just joined us. We're talking with Dr. Ann Malik. She wrote a book, Marriage and Modern Life, Why It Works, When It Works. Doctor, would you not agree, and I am a proponent of this, to keep a relationship healthy and above board, it requires communication, and I'm not talking about how was your day, communicating about the things that are on your mind that are bothering you, and you have to communicate these things on a regular basis.
Absolutely. I mean, that is the Mark, that is the one, if I would say there's one key to a healthy long-term relationship, it is for the couple to create a conversational safety zone, right, where you know you can take the easy things and the tough things to your partner and you can talk and it's safe and you won't get yelled at or criticized or belittled. You won't be talked over, and you won't be insulted, but this is a safe space where the two of you can talk to each other.
Now, I want to get into a couple of things here before we lose time with you, but I want to add to that, and this I've learned with the day-to-day blue-collar working on a marriage, in that when there is something that comes up between my wife and I, I have screwed it up so many times when I'm pissed off and I try to communicate my point. I have learned to completely walk away. Sometimes, depending on my anger, it may take days to calm down, figure out what's actually going on with me, and then have the communication saying the right things without anger bubbling under it.
Well, that's a great skill that you've picked up, and that's And I think if more couples would do that, they would be better off. Part of it is, of course, being aware of your physiological response, right? To know when you're really getting angry and worked up. Because when we get angry and worked up, basically the thinking parts of our brains just go offline, right?
Oh, that's it.
And we all know when we're feeling agitated and angry, and we can't wait for the other person to stop talking so we can make our point quickly. The fact that you're able to walk away, and I encourage that in my book, to walk away until you're calm. It might take 40 minutes. It might take a day. It might take someone focusing on cleaning a room or meditating or reading or just going to sleep or taking a walk. Whatever it takes to calm you down, that's important.
What about drinking? Is that a good idea? Just going, having a bender, to clear your mind.
Well, certainly, a bender, I would probably say, probably not a good idea if you need a drink to take the edge off.
Okay. Bender, not recommended.
So, Dr. Malik, if you just joined us, Dr. Ann Malik, she wrote a book called Marriage and Modern Life, Why It Works, When It Works. I want to talk about another aspect because Andrew here, who works with us on the program, he has young kids at home. And yeah. My wife and I went through this, and I think a lot of couples do it. I want to hear your point on this because a couple that you said it, they fall in love. Everything is great. It's constant, endless, great sex. And then they have a child. And everything about their relationship plays to the child. And then all of a sudden, both husband and wife are playing to the child and not dealing with each other. And then there's anger, there's hurt feelings, and then sometimes mistakes are made. Do you have any advice for young couples that are moving toward having a child as to how to conduct themselves?
In fact, I do. My thinking on this is that couples today focus too much on their children at the expense of their relationship.
Agreed.
And what happens is that you go from being the number one person to your partner to being maybe number two or three. And that just feels lousy for everyone. To think that you're less important than your children.
I want to add in, because Linda and I made this mistake. You have got, for the sake of your kids, I'm talking about not only when they're first born, but all the way up through the point you're raising them. The number one priority is your relationship.
Sure.
And one of the best things you can do for your kids is to let them see that. And let them understand that. My wife and I would, once we kind of got it right, we would openly show affection with each other in front of our kids. And I think my kids are good people to this day because of the way we dealt with it.
Well, this sort of ties back to what I was saying earlier, in that your kids will be able to learn relationship skills from you and your wife, because our parents are our first teachers, right? And so if your kids are seeing you paying attention to your wife and prioritizing your marriage, then they will likely have better outcomes as people, and that the marriage and family and home life is a happy one, and that they will learn from that and then replay those skills that you taught in their own relationships. Because that's where kids, That's where all of us learn our relationship skills, from our parents, because we're not learning it in school or in society. So we learn it from watching our parents. And if parents don't do a good job, and we know, of course, many, many who don't, then the kids as adults will struggle.
Dr. Malik, we were talking about walking away when you're angry before you confront. I once had to walk away, and I was so pissed off it took me 11 years to get over it.
Wow.
That's a joke, see? Was throwing another little piece of humor at you. Didn't work so well. Listen, I've thoroughly enjoyed talking to you. Do you do therapy with married couples?
Oh, yes, I do. I have a practice in Chicago, and there's about 30 of us here or so, therapists, and I do couples counseling and individual, yes.
Which brings up a question. How about just like having a little fling, a little affair, you know, to spice things up? So
right.
Familiarity doesn't bring
content. I am a big advocate of it.
Well, you know, I'm not a fan of affairs. They pretty much always make things worse.
Well, what if you don't, you know, prolong it? You just like a one-night stand?
No, I would say.
See, he's joking with you, Dr. Malik. See, it's humor. What? Real quickly, and I know you got to go. What is the most screwed up couple you've ever had in therapy? And use names too.
Oh goodness. Yeah. Well, what I can tell you is that many couples who come to see me, they do struggle with communication, and again, it's lacking the skills of how to pull this off.
Dr. Malik, what I'd like to do is at your leisure, maybe at a good time, maybe we can do it in National Marriage Week or whatever they have, get you back on the phone.
Oh, that'd be great.
And line up people who have questions for you.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
And we're not going to pay you. You do it for free.
That wasn't a joke.
You had her up until then.
Yeah, no, and that part's not a joke. That was not humor. All right, so listen, I really did enjoy talking to you, and I think you can probably help a lot of people. So let's try to set up a time that we can do that. You've been listening to Dr. Ann Malik. She asks the question in her book, why are many marriages built for failure? Look, those of you that are married or in a committed relationship, you know how hard it is. It is a constant struggle to keep it healthy. But those of us that have survived 32, 33, 40, 50 years, it's worth it. It's work, but it's worth it. And a lot of it is having the tools. The book is Marriage in Modern Life, Why It Works, When It Works. Dr. Ann Malik, thank you for your time, and we'll speak soon.
Thanks very much, Mark. So long.
Talk to you soon.
All right. Bye.
Where are we and what are we doing?
We're going to play a Doors song, but we're going to do that after I say that 100.3
no,
the sound.
No. Bullwinkle. Love this.
Well, 100.3 the sound is KSWD, FM, and HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County, Southern California's classic rock.
Never gets old and never will. 1450 WLAY. No, I'm not. I'm sorry.
Oh, damn. You know the day is coming.
Well, it is time now.
Do you need me to stall while you chew?
God.
I mean, I came back. Now?
A power bar. I shoved a power bar in. I come back. I'm thinking I got a minute at least. As soon as I sit down, Andy goes, 15 seconds. And I'm just still chewing on some nuts.
You two got to work that out at some point.
So, Todd, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Just feeling tremendous. Yeah. Thinking about my marriage, that's all. You know, it's a little inward focusing.
My guess is you and Paula probably don't argue much.
We don't argue much at all. But when we do, it always ends with me saying, I'm sorry, I was wrong. I mean, come on. You know, that's all you got to do. Even though there are times when I know I'm not wrong, and she is, but you don't say it. So.
Look, not to get into a thing, because we don't have a lot of time, but yeah. you really do need to put your relationship first and remain committed to it.
That's
and
right.
Therefore, when you do that, in your brain, when you say, I am committed to this, you will find a way to communicate, because if you don't share those things that are not healthy in your life in the relationship, then you look across after a few years and you have no idea who's sitting across from you.
Right. Which brings us to Bruce Jenner. And I did watch the Tebow last night. You know, that you asked me yesterday if I watched Bruce Jenner. I said, no, I Tebowed it. And you said you want to talk about it. So I watched it last night.
And?
I tell you something. I thought it was a great 2 hours of television. And, you know, it was very thought-provoking. I'm happy for Bruce Jenner because, you know, he's 65 years old, and I think he's finally becoming the person who he is. So,
and you know,
I think it's great.
Todd, one of the things that moved me the most was not only is Bruce Jenner a really fine person, but what a great dad. He kept
this
secret because his kids were little and they would not understand why daddy wants to be a mommy. And he kept it because he loves his children that much. That moved me to tears when I saw that.
No, and the way his kids were all there so supportive of him, that tells you what a great dad he has been.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, so I think it's a real, it was, you know, it makes you think, though. I mean, you know, you're, and I thought Diane Sawyer did a nice job with the question.
Fantastic job.
Because the one thing I was wondering about is, okay, you're a guy who is actually a girl on the inside, but as a guy, you're heterosexual with women. Okay, as you said, he goes, I'm not gay. I have heterosexual sex with, you know, with my wives. All right. He said, you know, been married three times. But then you say, okay, when you become a woman, who are you going to have sex with? You still want to have sex with guys or girls? And I'm thinking, you know, this is above my pay grade here. You know, I don't my elevator doesn't go up to the top of the head on that
It's hard to think about. It really does bring up a lot of questions. And I think that maybe we should get Andy, Gina, we should get a specialist that knows about this and answer some of these questions that they study it. Todd, is there Any sports?
Yeah, yeah,
at all,
okay, sport. Yeah, here we go. Well, you said you want to talk about it, so I brought it up. All right, there you
calm
go.
Calm down. All right, it's okay,
on.
Todd.
All right. Hey, the Dodgers won 8-3 over the Giants, and if you want to know why the Dodgers let Matt Kemp go to the Padres, you saw it last night. Jock Peterson, the rookie center fielder, a home run, a double, his third home run of the season, by the way, a double and a super play defensively in the outfield. So the Dodgers win that game, and once again tonight, it's Kershaw against Bumgarner tonight at Dodger Stadium as the Dodgers host the Giants. So that ought to be a great game. Angels are in Oakland. By the way, Josh Hamilton, that deal is now done. The Angels are going to pay $68 of the remaining $80 million they owe him to play for the Texas Rangers. You talk about one of the biggest, most expensive mistakes in signings in Major League Baseball history. It's what the Angels did in signing Josh Hamilton, $125 million. They wound up forking over for Josh Hamilton for basically a season and a half, and they weren't very good season and a half.
Hey, that kind of money buys a lot of good blow.
Well, I'll bet it does. And unfortunately, that was his problem this offseason as well, too, as he had the drug relapse. Yeah. And, of course, it's weird. It's weird in the line score or in the scoreboard, but White Sox at Baltimore postponed riots. They had the riots during Baltimore last night. And, you know, that says PPD, riots. You know, not PPD rain, PPD wow. cold, PPD riots.
Crazy.
NBA Clippers are hosting San Antonio tonight, Game 5. I mean, this series has seven games written all over it. But Game 5 tonight, and it's a crucial Game 5, obviously. So, Game 5, usually the team that wins Game 5 winds up winning the series. If you know, if it goes to a game, you win Game 5, you win the series. So we'll see what happens tonight. Kevin Love dislocated his shoulder. He's out the next series. Of course, Kevin Love plays for the Cavaliers, LeBron's team, and the next series they'll play the winner of the Bulls and the Bucks, but he won't play. Kevin Love, one of the top players in the league because of a dislocated shoulder. College basketball, they're going to go from the shot clock. They're talking about the shot clock now going from 35 seconds to 30 seconds coming up this next season. NFL news, and this is big here. This is big, big. Shane Ray, University of Missouri, defensive end linebacker, projected to be like a top 10 draft pick on Thursday night. Pulled over, speeding, misdemeanor possession of marijuana. Now, he wasn't, and the police said, wasn't under the influence, wasn't impaired, but had a small amount of marijuana on him in the car during the traffic stop. And, they gave him a warning for the speeding ticket, but it's a misdemeanor thing. And the whole thing is how much does this hurt his draft stock? And now you're talking about millions of dollars.
Todd, real quickly, I want to say this. Thousands of athletes, professional athletes, they get injured. They don't want to go to the team doctor because what is the team doctor going to do? He's going to prescribe them painkillers. They don't want to get hooked on them. So these athletes have said time and time again, pot helps me. It takes care of the pain. It takes care of the rehabbing process, and I don't get addicted to it. The NFL, even though state after state after state is legalizing pot, the NFL still says, no, it's a banned substance. Mm-hmm. At some point, we should have a meaningful conversation about
marijuana
this.
Is not a performance-enhancing drug.
I was
drug.
Just going to say that. If they can still perform when they're super high or eating Cheetos, they deserve an award.
Well, I think it's because it is illegal in most states. That's why the NFL has the rule that way. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the NFL is waiting to reflect society and probably not being, if you think it's a leader in that case.
Yeah, I just don't get it, though. I think that at some point the NFL is going to bring pot in as a substance that helps the players because they don't want to get addicted to the painkillers and the Vicodins and the whatever.
You're right. At some point, they probably will. But what they'll do is they will wait for more states. When it becomes, in a sense, more accepted, the legalization of marijuana throughout the country. I mean, you know, look, there are gays in the military now. But, 15 years ago, that was totally taboo.
Yeah.
And if you
yeah.
were gay, it was don't ask, don't tell. And so, society changes. I mean, 15 years ago, a president could not you couldn't run for public office and say you were for gay marriage. Now now if you're not for gay marriage, it probably hurts you more in running for public office. You know, society changes.
So, Todd, before we find out who makes your job possible, last night Linda was not feeling well and went to bed early, and so I watched it.
Yeah.
And so the Dancing with the Stars update is going to be you and me and Jackie, who didn't see it, And here's a hook. There was a shocker last night.
It really was. Yeah.
So you just stay where you are because that's coming up. But who makes your job possible, Todd?
Hey, it's Frontier Toyota Prius, Camrys, Corollas, Tacomas, Tundras, the best-selling car in the world. Go to Frontier Toyota in Valencia.
I'll see you in a few, Todd.
All righty.
Back after this. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3. The Sound. Pat Benatar, Mark in the Morning, 100.3. The Sound. Before we get into Dancing with the Stars, I want to share this. In fact, Todd, you there? Let's bring Todd up, Andy. Todd, you there?
Yeah, right here.
Okay, so I wanted to talk about this real quickly. I read a story a second ago. One of the Honus Wagner baseball cards sold over the weekend for $1.32 million.
Yeah.
Now, I got an email from listener Pat Mooney in Torrance. I want to share this because he is adding information and slight corrections to what I was saying about Honus Wagner. He says, one, Wagner pulled out of the promotion because a cigarette company was the card manufacturer.
That's correct.
This card would come on every pack of cigarettes that was sold. This is the reason why cellophane to this day is wrapped around cigarettes so it could hold Honus Wagner's baseball card.
Wow.
That's correct.
Two, this was the card that Bruce McNall, former Kings owner who went to jail, and Wayne Gretzky purchased together as an investment in the 1980s. This
for about $400,000, for about $430,000 around 1990.
That's now correct. One has sold for $2.1 million 2 years ago. And lastly, it is so far known that only four of these baseball cards exist.
Yeah, it's the top baseball card, and that's the one McNall and Gretzky both bought for about $430,000 sometime right around 1990, maybe, you know, late 80s, early 90s, right?
You would call that a good investment, Todd?
Well, from what, $400,000 to $2 million?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably a pretty good investment.
Hey, Pat Mooney, that's good stuff. Call Gina, we're going to give you something from the booty box.
Hey, I'm going to go downstairs and get some coffee while you guys are doing this. You want anything?
Anybody? No, I'm good. I'm going to be sitting here talking about the number three television show in the United States, Dancing with the Stars.
I'll tell you what I want, baby. I want a Paso Doble Martini up with a twist. That's what I want.
What do they say? What is it? Talking about music is like dancing about architecture. What is talking about dancing like?
Let me tell you something. Dancing is the vertical expression of a horizontal desire. So there you go.
Well, Jackie joins us, even though she didn't see it. Jackie, are you aware of who got kicked off last night?
No. I haven't seen anything. I don't know anything.
There was a shocker. The 14-year-old girl.
Willow?
Right.
Who got the highest score of the night. What? Then was rewarded by getting kicked off.
You've got to be kidding me. Shark Tank guy's still there?
Okay, yeah. Jackie, I'm glad you said that. I saw the first dance and then I fell asleep. I like him on Shark Tank, but he is the creepiest guy
totally.
I have ever seen now that I've seen him on
Dancing
with the Stars.
How can she even go out with him? Like, she's too cute and he's... No. Very appropriate.
Now, I will say this. Rumor, though she danced well... The judges really ripped her apart and at the same time was saying, Rumor, it's only because you dance at such a high level that we can give you the.
Here's the deal on the scores now. Don't forget, the people, you know, the Willow was voted off last night or was eliminated last night was based on her dancing and phone calls from last week. Okay. That's
right.
You know, it's not just if she might have danced very, very well last night, but that would only save her for next week.
But come on, the week before. I mean, you think she?
Oh
was...
no, I know what you're saying. No. Look, the Bachelor, Robert, or what's the other knucklehead?
Bachelor's got to go. He's creeping me out.
Totally.
Right. Prince Farming. Right. Exactly. You know, I think he's. You know, he's the weakest one left. Robert. Oh, and Noah. And I thought that the final four would be Willow, Rumor, Nastia, and Riker, okay? But now, to me, it's a three-person race. It's Riker, Nastia, and Rumor. There's your three right there.
Well, I'm just going to say, is that the Olympic chick?
Yeah, the Olympic gymnast, right.
Look.
She danced with a substitute partner last night because Derek Huff has the foot injury. And so she danced with Sasha Farber, substitute pro.
Here's my thing. I am, and I'll tell you why, I'm loving this Riker guy. Because he is he the best dancer in the group? No.
Yes, he is. I think he is.
But does he try the hardest? He gives it everything he's got every single week.
He's related to Julianne and Derek Huff. There may be a little bit of a preferred gene pool when it comes to dancing in this guy. That. Because he seems to have a lot of natural ability.
They got the fast twitch.
Yeah. All right. Jackie, it is, you know. Jackie, who needs to go next?
I think that Shark Tank guy needs to go. He needs to go like 3 weeks ago.
Well, I'm going to say Bachelor only because he's creeping me out. He wore a sailor outfit last night, and it was apropos, dude.
But that bod.
But I think next week is a double elimination too, so you may get two for the price of one leaving there. So
well, then it's got to be the Bachelor and Shark Tank guy. We need to be left with Riker, the Olympian, and Rumor Willis. And I am so in hopes that we see her butt yet again on national television.
Even I'm in hopes of that. I mean, she's awesome.
Now the 10th, I believe the 10th anniversary special is on tonight too.
Okay. Oh, is that what tonight is?
A little second showing. I believe that's the way it is, So.
And did you involve us?
We all went off the bed because we mostly didn't care.
I don't know what's happening.
What is going on?
I don't know. I do not know.
And whose music is that? That's embarrassing.
All right, so Todd, you think it's going to be Shark Tank guy and Bachelor go next week?
Yeah, I those would be the next two to go, and then you're down to the final three, and they're three real good dancers. So
there it is. Jackie, anything to add?
Noah, I don't think you're a great dancer, but damn, you're fine. Oh. That's all I got to say.
Is that the Bachelor guy?
No. That's the war veteran.
I love that you guys are talking about a show called Dancing with the Stars, and the only way you can describe these quote unquote stars, no, he's the one, you know, with the evil eye. And
those aren't important.
These aren't people that anyone knows or ever has cared about.
Andy, it is the third highest rated television show on television.
Can we talk about number two or number one?
Weren't you going to get some coffee?
Hey, number one is the NFL, and we do talk about that every day, so come on.
Todd, the best. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All righty.
Business and back on the other side. Gene Simmons is so Gene Simmonsy, and he's back at it, as is his daughter. We'll discuss that momentarily. Stay where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound.
Just you know why
I listened to this last night.
The first rock and roll artist to bring strings into the studio. We only had him for 2 years.
No true love was.
Those of you that don't know, this is the great Buddy Holly.
Sometimes
Now I'll quickly explain this. During our Dancing with the Stars update, you kept hearing music. You kept hearing music fire off.
Bizarre music.
Yes, let me explain. I have in my studio what is known as an Inco system. And basically what it is a gigantic computer, which is where I keep all of my music, my quotes, my clips, anything audio that we use on this program is in my Inco. I have these touch-sensitive screens where I drag a song or a quote or a clip or a sound effect onto this little square, and then when I use my finger to push it, it plays. And what makes it play is the warmth of my fingertip. What you kept hearing, music was firing off accidentally because we had this problem a year ago. Jordan, my producer, called the Inco system and explained. She interrupted him and said, "Your host is spitting on the screen." That little spittle drop is warm, and when it lands on a square that's got a song in it, it plays it. And until the spit cools off, it won't let me stop it.
Wow.
So the more you articulate your point, the more mishaps that are going to happen.
Yes, and I have pulled out my windscreen as far as I can so that spit hits the windscreen and not that's my Inco. Great.
Can I tell you something, Mark?
Yes.
The warmth of your finger makes me play too.
I'm creeped out. Let's find out what's trending. Here's Gina.
Well, the Lifetime Network has plans to make an unauthorized tell-all movie about the Full House series. Over the weekend, Nicki Minaj performed a very special private concert for one lucky fan,
at his bar mitzvah. And emojis are coming to Instagram. I'm Gina Grad, and that's what's trending online on Mark in the Morning. And now you too. This is a... Who is this? Oh, 100.3 The Sound. Southern California's classic rock.
Did you spit on your Inco?
You know I did.
We're having Skype issues. I digress. Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Here's the deal. Danny is out, going to fly in a B-24. We're going to go to him. They were breaking up pretty severely.
It's so loud that the noise of the engine is completely zeroing out the sound. So,
all right, let's try to go to him. Let's see if we can. Danny, Corey.
There's the
propeller.
That's
the propeller. Can you hear me?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, this is Corey. Corey, are you in the airplane?
By the way, Mark, Corey is terrified to be in this plane right now.
I know. He said, we said, are you going? He goes, yes, and I am.
He's scared.
All right, so let's go ahead and try to... What's Danny doing?
Danny is sitting on the other end of the bench.
Okay, well...
Looking over at me, giving a thumbs up.
It sounds pretty good now. Why don't you have the pilot take off?
He can't hear me from all the way back here. But
all right.
They are in the process.
I think it's happening.
Well, that sounds great.
Oh, it's fun.
It's good. Okay. It's good radio. It's
Corey, if you can still hear us, have Danny take his cell phone and call the warm line in the event
that he's on the warm line.
Got it.
Oh,
I'm here.
Danny? Okay, good. That's better than what. So, Corey, you stay there. All right, Danny, when are y'all going to take off?
I think we got about another few minutes of warming up.
Okay.
And we'll be wheels up hopefully in the next like 5-6 minutes.
All right, then we're going to take a break and hopefully come back and hear you. So stay on the phone, and Corey, you stay on that system. Maybe once you get up, it'll be better. So in a minute, Danny and a terrified Corey is going to fly in a B-24. It's just on the other side. Remain where you are. This is Mark in the Morning, 100.3 The Sound. Frank.
Fly me to the moon.
See what I did?
Let me play.
I get it.
Among the stars.
All right. This is just going to be a cluster. Danny and Corey, which is the funny part of this. I hope we can hear them. They're in a B-24. Corey is petrified. Danny's on the phone. Danny, are you guys up yet?
I am. We're set. We're lined up on the runway, and hopefully in the next minute or two, we'll be wheels up and ready to pound some nasties.
Hey.
All right. And Corey, are you there?
I don't know if Corey's connected or not. I think we lost. Are you on?
No, I can hear him.
Yeah, now I'm connected. Oh, perfect.
Corey, how do you feel right now?
You know how you wanted someone to pee their pants earlier?
Yeah.
It might happen.
Hey, Corey, don't worry about it. That plane is only like 75 years old.
You're going to be really good.
You're going to be totally fine, dude.
It's such a tight squeeze in here.
So, Corey, as you guys start to take off, I want you to give us a play-by-play of what's happening and how you're feeling.
Okay, got it. Detail information.
And Danny, are you excited?
I'm excited. I'm sitting right here by a 50 caliber machine gun, ready to take some aim. And I'm just excited. There's actually a bombs in this airplane.
Hey, Danny.
What's up?
Take off already.
Hey, I'm not flying the plane, dude.
Well, tell the guy.
Why don't you sit there and pee in your Depends?
Give him a thumbs up. Give him a thumbs up or an okay sign. Tell him that you're ready to go.
All right. Well, I'll share you a little fun fact about the B-24.
Oh, that's right. Danny took his fun fact.
The max speed is 290 miles per hour. Are we moving? Corey, are we moving? or is it just me?
Oh, we're back.
All right, the plane. All right, looks like we're getting ready to take off.
Corey, how you feeling?
Oh boy. Oh, very, very well.
Corey, have you ever flown in an airplane?
Yes, I have, but like one that's up to date and modern.
Here we go.
Corey, what's happening? We had better connection when Neil Armstrong walked on the freaking moon. Corey.
Their
wheels up, he said? Their wheels up.
Hey, Corey.
Where are they taking off from? Can we see them? Oh, we can't see them from here, huh?
Corey's too busy crying and praying.
Corey, can you hear us?
I can hear you guys.
How's Corey doing, Danny?
I hear him flying above Baton Island right now. About a half hour flight, we're going to circle over the ocean and the past. And here you go, Corey.
Does anybody know what's happening on this radio
show?
I
tell you what. Well, let's pull it down because they're up, and Danny will give plugs tomorrow for the B-24 ride.
You can see pictures, by the way, of the plane that they're in on the Mark in the Morning page on Facebook. There's a picture of it. The Collings Foundation Wings of Freedom Tour is what they're doing this as part of. But you can see the pictures up there right now. And we'll revisit the dark side of the moon.
Well, a little bit. The hope was that...
Real quick, Mark, we got a note from the program director, but I don't know if I'm allowed to say it on the air. Just know it's a good one. And it involves Danny in a plane and not being in it when he's up in the air.
Okay, let's do this. Now, he only has himself to blame. I'm talking about Gene Simmons. It says Gene Simmons better double his annual order of jet black hair dye and buy himself a hairpiece because his bird nest of a hairdo is going to turn completely white. The reason? His gorgeous 22-year-old daughter, Sophia, just revealed some of her private thoughts in a chat with Men's Magazine. Now, the only way to really convey the interview is for us to reenact it for you. So I'm going to be the magazine. Gina is going to be Sophie Simmons, Gene's 22-year-old daughter. Right. Are you ready, Gina?
I'm ready.
All right, so I'm Maxim Magazine. What turns you on about a man the most?
It turns me on to know a man is proud to be with me. It's a nice confidence boost when a man shows me off or brags about me.
We would definitely be proud to have you on our arm. So when and wearing what makes you feel the most sexy?
Well, I feel the most sexy when I'm barefaced at home in a man's shirt and boxers.
How about beard or no beard? Are you into the lumber sexual thing?
Beard or no beard doesn't matter to me, but yep, down for a lumberjack, especially if you're good with wood.
Speaking of wood, what's your favorite part of a man's body?
Good hands, strong back, but if we're being honest, where's that eggplant emoji?
We're definitely taking notes. Does the idea of public sex appeal to you?
Absolutely. It's so sneaky and naughty. I think it's completely immoral and I'm all for it. Just don't scar the kids. Sorry, Mom.
So, any secret sexy fantasies?
Something involving a roller coaster or a jet or wherever Danny is on that B-24 bomber. I'm a thrill seeker.
The Mile High Club is one of our favorites. What about BDSM? Are there 50 Shades of Sophie?
Well, it's very intriguing. As long as there's no actual beating, I'm in. I'm an athlete. We play rough. I also think 50 Shades of Sophie would make a great sequel.
Is there such a thing as too much foreplay?
Yep. It's called spit. You already throw so much bodily fluid at us. Let's not jump the gun and drool in the opening number, okay? Just keep it neat in the beginning. It gets cold and weird otherwise.
What? And what about one-night stands? Any advantages?
Well, if you don't want a relationship, the advantage is that you get sex and possibly a new friend. But if you're like me, There's no advantage.
Now, Gene Simmons has to blame himself for the fact that his daughter is that open. Gene has shared yet more genism just recently. Here's Gene Simmons on women.
We manufacture far too many billions of sperm to leave it just for one woman, because we all have the same DNA. Mm. Yes, even your daddy, too. Yeah, the difference is that your boyfriend lies to you in your face, and I don't. I fully urge every single guy to tell the girl that he cares about the truth. Look her in the eyes and tell her. You love her with all your heart and all your soul, but you also want her mommy and her sister and her best friend, too. And that's the God's honest truth. Anything else is a part of the truth.
You see, when
how
you're that...
How does Shannon Tweed do it?
Look, I love Gene Simmons because you never know what's coming. And I love that. But Gene can't freak out with his daughter being so open. She's that open because he showed her how to be.
Yep.
Was eggplant emoji really in that?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. The only thing that wasn't in it was about Danny.
I'm telling you right now, that's a great name for a band.
Eggplant
that
emoji.
Is a word-for-word interview from the magazine.
Wow. Yeah. If he's not talking about sex, he's talking about selling something.
Well, and you know, the difference between Mark Thompson and Gene Simmons is Mark speaks very openly with his kids. Mark is very, he wears his heart on his sleeve and he'll tell it like it is. But he tells Katie, think of it like this. Anything you say is going up on a billboard for all of Los Angeles. So shut up. And Gene does not say that to Sophie.
Yeah, he doesn't have a lot in the pride department. Here's an idea. It's a kiss casket. You can get buried in a casket with kiss on it. Hey, starting next year, we're introducing kiss-terectomies. Go to the doctor and have this very important procedure done by a doctor wearing kiss makeup. It's
pow,
great.
Pow, zing. I'll see you
I'll
at
see
Costco.
You at the premiere.
Now, this next guy, you got to give an award for creativity. A Mexican citizen facing drug trafficking charges in the U.S. is on the run. 23-year-old Diego Martinez was arrested on New Year's Eve for taking possession of 19 kilos of coke. Instead of throwing him in jail, a judge ordered him to wear a GPS monitoring bracelet so federal agents could keep track of his whereabouts. But after the monitor kept indicating multiple trips to the litter box inside the man's Virginia home, agents went in and discovered that Espinoza had slipped out of his bracelet and placed it on his cat.
Awesome.
My people are so smart.
I love that. Now, so he did it, and then he left. He's at large now.
Wow. 19 kilos.
Yeah, that's a lot of coke.
That is.
Were they just wondering why this one dot was just bouncing from room to room for no reason and then sleeping in a sunny spot on the carpet for so many hours?
That's over 400 pounds of coke, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow.
We call it, you mentioned that, we call it in our house the cat chair. And the cat chair is a chair that always is sitting in the sun. Mm. And sometimes, just like a cat, you need to sit out and warm up a little bit. So you go to the cat chair.
That sounds good.
Nice. No, yeah. It's only like 40 pounds of coke. Yeah, he should be off.
Tickets to the big super fight between Floyd Mayweather Jr. and Manny Pacquiao are in short supply. The prices are going crazy. StubHub, the cheapest available seats for the MGM Grand on Saturday, cheapest, are now $4,500.
Stop it.
And there is a pair of ringside seats on sale for a combined two seats ringside, $361,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$90 on pay-per-view is starting to not sound so bad.
Are we going to have Manny Pacquiao's music this week?
Oh, you mean his song, I Fight for the Filipinos?
Yes.
He's going to, that he's walking out with. We should find that.
We've got to play that, right?
Yeah, you're absolutely right.
Can't wait.
Do you, if for $300,000, do you get to walk out in his entourage, or is it just the chair?
I don't know. Is Mark still with us?
I don't know what Mark's
doing. Oh, I'm right here.
Oh, okay.
I'm just intrigued by the...
Did you quit the show early?
No. Oh, we forgot to... Oh, we got to replay this.
I was wondering about that.
Yeah, I spaced. Earlier this morning, in case you missed it, Gina had brought up that yesterday on Adam Carolla, they had a pop jock guy. And he was posting records. And I was brought up in pop radio where you posting a record is where you play it. And the jock talks over the musical introduction, and posting it means you take it right up to the singing.
You've been doing this since the 70s, right?
I did it most of my life. So Gina said, let's have some fun. Why don't you and Andy do one? So I came out of a commercial break, and I did it, and then Andy went into his. We thought it was cute enough to reshare. Here's something from earlier. 1450 WLAY, Mark Thompson in here. Thunder showers in the forecast. We've got 75 degrees right now. Requested music, Paul Nicholas, Heaven on the Seventh Floor.
Pretty good.
That was fantastic.
That's pretty good. It's harder to do it, though. It's harder to do it in classic rock.
I mean, yes, because the intros are forever.
They're much, much longer.
All right, Andy, what do you got?
You want me to?
Yeah.
All right.
Good luck, Andy.
Turn.
We're all counting on you.
Thanks a lot. 100.3 The Sound. You know, it's 38 minutes past the hour right now. It's 98 minutes past the hour before. And it's 158 minutes past the hour preceding that. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody who's listening today, playing the stacks of wax, platters that matter, pumping the wattage to your cottage. And if you're in your car, we appreciate the ride. Playing the best songs from the East Coast to the West Coast, down some streets and up yours, making you feel 100.3% better. You know, ladies and gentlemen, we can talk about love.
God.
We can say, I love my new car. You can say, I just love that new pair of shoes. I just love that little doggy in the window. But is that the kind of love I'm talking about? No. I'm talking about brotherly love. Love that man who's in the car next to you. Love him with all your might. Let him go in front of you. If he cuts you off, just wave. Give him a big happy smile. Move out your way, because it's all about spreading sunshine. And speaking of sunshine, that's what we've got in the Southland today. We're looking at highs of 75 degrees on the coast, going up to 80s, maybe 90s in the High Valley, Antelope Valley. And we're looking at a wind event maybe a little later in the week. You know, the Healthy Dads Challenge is still going on here, 100.3 The Sound. Are you keeping your New Year's resolution? Want some encouragement? Take the Sound's Healthy Dads Challenge. Just a quick pledge to say you'll try a little bit harder. Do the healthy things to stay around for the people that love you. Just text DADS to the number 21003. Of course, standard messaging and data rates apply. Thanks for joining us here on the Mark in the Morning program. We've got lots of stuff coming up for you. A little bit later, some marriage counseling coming up by Dr. McKay. And we've got Todd Donahoe sports coming up just 5 minutes past the hour. That'll be 65 minutes past the previous hour and 125 minutes past the hour before that. Now we got John Mellencamp, pride of the heartland. He needs a lover that won't drive him crazy. 100.3 The Sound, Southern California's classic rock. Oh my God, there's more!
Now, that
heavens
is posting a song, my brother. Very strong. Well done.
Whoa.
There is much more Mark in the Morning to be had. Remain where you are. This is KSWD. Why am I doing the legal ID? I don't even know it.
let this guy do it.
100.3 The Sound. It's Mark in the Morning. We're just about to step out and let Uncle Joe step in. What you got for the 10 at 10?
He's coming in on a prop plane like everybody else on the show.
Well, we can't hear Danny. This has got to be the best show ever. 1979, Mark. By your request, 1979. Amazing things are going on. None of them had to do with cars or politics. The Sound's 10 of 10, supported by Ventura County West. Discover beaches, food, and fun you've been missing. 1979 is the 10 of 10 today here on The Sound.
Well, tomorrow, we truly do have rock royalty on the show. The great Randy Bachman, one of the founding members of the Guess Who, moving on to Bachman Turner Overdrive and so much more. We'll hang out. Plus, we'll speak with the embattled Brian Williams. There's another batch of, what's the best way to put it, lies that he told.
Yeah.
Oh,
so we will fully discuss that tomorrow on Mark in the Morning.
Oh, sure, podcasting is great, but have you heard about this new invention that puts Mark in the Morning directly in your car each weekday morning? Yeah, it's called FM radio. And you'll find Mark in the Morning there on 100.3 FM in Southern California. Thanks for listening.